Today is a gala day for the Fort Collins Rotary Club and all sport them. For today, Glenn Morris is home for the regular weekly meeting, and he has brought with him two of the nation's outstanding athletes, whom he will introduce later. This meeting of the Fort Collins Rotary Club is broadcast from the Armstrong Hotel in Fort Collins, Colorado. Mr. Walter Cooper, the president of the club, is presiding, and it is our pleasure now to turn the broadcast over to him. Mr. Walter Cooper.
The Fort Collins Rotary Club is happy to welcome home Glenn Morris, who is an active member we honor today and who will introduce other honored guests later. We send greetings especially to the Greeley Rotary Club, where our own Mortimer Stone is the speaker of the day there. To the other clubs of District 113 of Rotary International, who are in regular meetings this noon, we also send greetings. Canyon City, Delta, Grand Junction, Greeley, La Junta, Sterling, and Walsenburg in Colorado, and Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Scott Bluff, Nebraska. Among our visitors today, we are happy to number District Governor Bernie Vesey, who came in on us just a few minutes ago. Coaches Driscoll of Colorado University, Bully Vandegraff of Colorado College, and Harry Hughes of our own Aggies team. Also, Bill Saunders of DU came in a few minutes ago, and several representatives of the press who will be introduced later. We are most happy to have Glenn Morris, one of our Fort Collins Club members, back with us today. We are fortunate that his absence from his profession in California could be arranged for our pleasure. Friends of Rotary, we present to you Glenn Morris of Colorado State College, Rotarian and Olympic decathlon champion.
Thank you, Walter Cooper, brothers and friends. I'm mighty happy to be home today. It's a real pleasure to be here and meet with the home club. The man who probably was the first to attract nationwide attention to Colorado and the Rocky Mountain Conference is none other than Dutch Clark of Colorado College. In college and professional football, the mention of his name has been electric, as all admirers of clean manhood and clean sports have reacted to his brilliant display of these qualities. May I present him to you at this time? After a lapse of 10 years, Colorado enthusiasts and Rocky Mountain Conference sports followers have been thrilled with the scintillating play of Whizzer White of the University of Colorado. It is he today, as did Dutch Clark before him, who carries the glory of Rocky Mountain football to fame throughout the athletic world. We present Whizzer White. No little part in the stimulus and encouragement which we have all had in our athletic ambitions is played by the gentlemen of the press, and I'm happy to have the opportunity on my own behalf, and I'm sure on behalf of Dutch Clark and Whizzer White, to express publicly to them our appreciation for the very fine courtesies which these gentlemen have extended in their press columns and over the air by radio. May I present to you Mr. White of the Denver Post and Mr. Chester Red Nelson of the Rocky Mountain News and our friend Mr. Joe Myers, whom you have all heard over station KOA. And thank you all, gentlemen.
As president of the Fort Collins Rotary Club, may I, on behalf of the club and all within the sound of our voices, extend a welcome to you all, our congratulations and best wishes. It was to have been our pleasure to have had Mr. C.L. Paul Parsons, sports editor of the Denver Post, with us today. However, illness has detained him. Our every good wish for his speedy recovery goes to him at this time. We are fortunate to have Mr. White of the Denver Post representing Mr. Parsons. It is just possible that you gentlemen of the press would care to ask these young men some questions that might be pertinent, if not impertinent. Mr. White, we shall be glad to give you the floor. Pick your victim.
Thank you very much. I'd like to pick Byron Whizzer White of Colorado University. Whiz, I see your father's here. It looks like all the Whites are here but Snow White, and I do have a few questions I'd like to ask you. I don't want any yes-no answers. I'd like a few of your famous Phi Beta Kappas answers, if we can have them. After seeing some wire photo pictures from New York, especially the one where you were doing some nightclubbing, I want to know if you think you're as good at the Big Apple as you are on the cutback off left tackle.
Well, some people think that we had too much of that stuff by the looks of the last game.
That's right, Wiz. Okay, let's get down to some serious business. On Colorado's recent trip to New York, you had a chance to compare Big 7 basketball with that played by NYU and Temple, especially Temple. How does that Temple team compare with the best in the Big 7? And I don't mean the final score.
Well, that speaks pretty well for it, but that isn't the whole story. They had three men in the back line on the zone defense that could take care of all five of us, so we couldn't take care of their two forwards very well.
Okay, I think that gives the answer. How are you going to end your career at Colorado U, Wizard? As a member of the baseball team or the track team?
Well, I imagine baseball.
Speaking about baseball, did any of the big league clubs read that advertisement the Associated Press carried about you hoping to play Major League Baseball?
I think they got that one wrong. Of course, I think my baseball playing could stand a little advertisement because it's pretty lousy. I don't know how they could get a story like that.
Well, if you can't, I see in that story they said you couldn't remember your fielding average, and if you can't, I certainly can remember what it was last year.
Well, Bill.
By the way, I also saw a story saying you didn't have a summer job. Have you found one yet?
Well, I've got a few jobs that I could have, but I'm going to pick the one that I like the best. I just haven't decided yet.
All right, Wiz. In addition to getting dizzy when you looked down from the top of the Empire State Building, what was your biggest thrill on your eastern trip?
Well, I think it was getting back west and looking at the mountains.
Well, that's a great... Wiz, there were lots of stories in the papers about you last year about how many yards you picked up and how many passes you threw and all that. But we don't know much about what you thought of your opponents. Who was the best defensive lineman you encountered all last year, and what team do you think will be toughest for Colorado to beat next year?
Well, Carl Schleckman on the line was one of the best, and we had a lot of trouble with Waters of Brigham Young at end. And as far as the team for next year, why, personally, I think that Brigham Young will be about as rough as any of them.
Well, just one last question. I read where Walt Franklin was doing a little nosing around in Pittsburgh, sort of serving as your lawyer. So I'd like to end this aerial interview with this one last question. Did Walt find any loopholes in that $15,000 Pittsburgh document?
Well, there was nothing planned about it at all. But I doubt if he found any holes. I don't think he is looking for it.
Well, the question everybody wants to know, what are you going to do about that contract?
Well, let's skip that one for a while.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Nelson, who is your choice?
Well, I'll take the hometown pride, Mr. Morris. Now, Glenn, we're sure glad to have you back in the home state. You certainly don't look any thinner after your experiences in Hollywood. Now that you have had a taste of the motion picture capital, what do you have in mind for the future? Do you want to continue in pictures, or is there some other interest blooming in the old noggin?
Well, I tell you, Red, I have plans out there right now, and I think as long as things are going along like they are, I'll stay out there for a while at least.
Well, Glenn, how did you find Hollywood? You know, the people there are supposed to be different and the work fascinating. Did you enjoy your experiences in Hollywood?
Well, yes, most of them, very much, Red. It is quite different there, and the people are quite different, as you say. But the work is very interesting, and I find it very fascinating.
Well, that's fine. You appear to be in pretty good shape. Have you found time to mix any training program in with your motion picture work?
Yes, I work out at least three times a week at the Hollywood AC, playing squash or handball or something like that.
Well, I understand you've become quite a golfer, too. Is that right?
Well, I don't know where you got that, Red, but I was in hopes that wouldn't come out.
Well, are you breaking 90 yet?
Well, yes, I have.
You're not a dub yet, then. No doubt you saw West Coast athletes in action during your stay in Hollywood in football, basketball, track, and the rest. What kind of a comparison would you make between the Rocky Mountain region's athletes and those in California?
Well, it's pretty hard to make a comparison, Red, between the teams. But it is true that several fellows from this region have done very well in various sports. And as I say, it's very hard to make a comparison between the teams, but no doubt we have a few men here that can hold their own.
Well, that's fine. In the last year, we've developed another decathlon champion in Dick Kearns, a University of Colorado athlete. Glenn, what would you suggest that might help Dick to scale the heights you attained?
Well, that's rather hard to answer, Red, because I doubt if I could even advise myself on that now. I don't know whether I could attain that again, but I understand that Dick is a very fine decathlon man, and undoubtedly he must be to win the KU Relay Decathlon as he did last year. And I understand he's going back again this year, and I wish him the best of luck, and I hope that he's able to break his own record down there.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you, Ray.
Well, Joe Myers, that leaves the balance for you.
Well, Dutch, it looks like these smart guys had wished old Charlie McCarthy Myers off on you, so get your hands up, because here we go. Here's number one, led right out following the chin. You were the first celebrated athlete to go out of the Rocky Mountain region when you started in back at Portsmouth in the National Pro League. What did you find was the attitude of the folks back on the big time there toward our conference and our boys?
Well, Joe, I don't know that I was exactly on the big time. I was started playing at Portsmouth, Ohio, there in the Ruhr Valley, and I really don't believe the folks knew that we played football here in the Rocky Mountains.
Well, do you think there's been any change in the attitude of the experts and the public back east with regard to our activities since that time?
Well, yes, without a doubt. You see, we have a great number of boys from this region playing professional football now. I imagine there are 10 or 12 boys out of the Rocky Mountains, and the scouts are all out in this district now after boys. I think their attitude has changed quite a lot.
Well, Dutch, you've had a lot to do with that change of attitude. We're all sure of that. Everybody knows that pro football is on the march, and that is that the crowds, the class, and the necessary box office returns have grown by leaps and bounds. What do you think are the basic reasons for the phenomenal growth of the sport in the last 5 years?
Well, Joe, I think that's a rather discussion question. However, probably the basic reason is the fact that we've changed our rules a little bit to make the game a little more interesting for the spectator. We try to put on a little more of a show, I think, than the colleges do, while we also play rather good football.
Dutch, it occurs to me that the fellows we sports writers are always ballyhooing as the best and greatest aren't always the ones the ball players themselves rate as tops. We all read the pro all-star picks last fall, but who do you and your players rate as the best all-around ball player in professional football?
Well, that's a rather hard question to answer, Joe. I think, though, that Cliff Battles, the boy from Washington, is about as good a ball player as you'll find anywhere.
And that rates, in your opinion, over his teammate, Sammy Ball.
Well, I think Cliff is a little better all-around ball player than Ball, yes.
Dutch, you've been through the mill of professional football from start to finish. You know the good and the bad. Right now, the prime question sports fans want to know is, will Whizzer White, whom the boys honor by calling a second Dutch Clark, accept the $15,000 contract offered to him by the Pittsburgh Professional Club? All kidding aside and right from the left ventricle, what would you be your honest advice to Byron as he ponders this offer?
Well, I'd hate to give him advice, Joe. I'm in a little different position than White. However, for $15,000, I could probably play out there on crutches.
Thanks a lot, Dutch.
Thank you all very much, gentlemen, for these most entertaining moments. We rather imagine that our time is up, and in closing, I want to thank Sparks Alford for arranging the broadcast of this portion of our meeting, and to thank the management of station KOA and the National Broadcasting Company for its courtesy in making the broadcast possible. It is appreciated, gentlemen, and we thank you all.
And we thank you very much, Mr. Cooper. Mr. Walter Cooper, president of the Fort Collins Rotary Club, has conducted this broadcast, introducing Mr. Glenn Morris, Olympic decathlon champion, who in turn introduced Mr. Dutch Clark and Mr. Whizzer White, of all America fame. And these gentlemen were interviewed by Mr. William H. White of the Denver Post, Mr. Chester Red Nelson of the Rocky Mountain News, and Mr. Joe Meyer. This program of the Fort Collins Rotary Club has been broadcast from the Armstrong Hotel at Fort Collins, Colorado, and it has reached you through station KOA and the National Broadcasting Company.
KOA, the General Electric Station, Denver.